The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast, the Masters Class, with myself, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, the world's strongest man, WWE Hall of Famer, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry, and of course, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, and the greatest tag team wrestler of all time, Bully Ray. And I love getting together, as we always do, for the Masters Class, which drops every single Sunday. Now you got 7 days of Busted Open, Monday through Sunday. So what a way to start off your week. And we've been kind of teaching and preaching and dropping knowledge on the Busted Open Nation. I thought for today's show, gentlemen, that maybe you might be able to drop some knowledge on me. As you know, May 1st, I'm going out to Buda, Texas to have a face-off with Thunder Rosa. So I need some advice, some knowledge from three of the smartest people I know in the world of pro wrestling. So I'm hoping that in these next 20 minutes, I'm going to be a lot smarter than I was before this show started.
Impossible.
Dave, you should have been smarter like 3 weeks ago. Because making the demands are what started all of this. It could have easily been avoided. All you had to do was say, hey, I'm a little sensitive. My feelings were hurt that it didn't happen. So when are you going to do a makeup? And it would have been over. Not what we got. And here we are now. And my first advice to you would be to de-escalate the situation. When you get there, you don't have to, you know, you've talked a lot. But you don't have to stick to the narrative. Get there, stick your hand out, say, hey, I think we got a misunderstanding, communication problem. I'm a sensitive guy. And you know I wear my heart on my sleeve just like you do. We're the same. And I just ask you to look past my over-aggressiveness and just wear my shirt sometime. Can we have a hug? You know, like de-escalate the situation.
And listen, Mark, I appreciate that. And by the way, I just don't respect you guys for your knowledge, but how you are as warriors, as gentlemen. And a lot of that goes into what I'm about to say, because for those who don't know the story, obviously, Tommy, Mark, and Bully, you all know that we have been on the Thunder Rosa bandwagon long before anybody else. Before she went to AEW, before she went to NWA, you could find her right here on Busted Open. And I've been a big supporter, as you know, wearing her t-shirt, buying the 8x10s, standing in line to get them autographed, and then having her come on the show. Now, I spent $25 at ProWrestlingTees.com, bought her a Dave LaGreca girl t-shirt that I sent her on my own dime. And I don't make a lot. On my own dime, I sent her a shirt, okay? Now, she promised she was going to wear that shirt on either an AEW Dynamite or the NWA pay-per-view. I watched the AEW Dynamite. She didn't wear my shirt. I watched the NWA pay-per-view. She didn't wear my shirt. And then, not only did she not fulfill her promise, but then she got upset with me and called me nasty names on social media because during my pro wrestling WrestleMania t-shirt challenge, I wore a Britt Baker t-shirt. One of 70 shirts I wore during that time period. So, Bully, let me ask you.
Am I wrong?
20-second timeout.
Did you just say she called me names?
Yes, she did.
It sounds like you're crying.
I'm not crying.
Seriously, did you not hear Mark Henry? Did you? He let out Did you not hear him? Do you know that song by Godsmack, "Crying Like a Bitch"?
Wow, judgmental.
No, observational.
Wow.
I want to hear what Dreamer has to say. I want to know what Tommy thinks you should do.
Yeah, this is.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts on this. Dave, I will tell you that you are correct in a lot of the things that you were saying. She did not live up to the agreement, the arrangement. Yes, you were a supporter of her before the world knew her. So, yes, she should be like that. But if we haven't learned from Frozen, let it go, let it go. Because as you know, when you're not having a match, but we're having, this is an advertised confrontation in front of wrestling fans. Mm-hmm. Has this ever worked out well for the non-wrestling performer? We could go back to Morton Downey and Roddy Piper. We can go back to Mike Tyson.
Andy Kaufman.
The list goes on and on. David Arquette. Hey, it worked out. He won the title, but it was a blemish on his life for a long time. Think of this. We are the number one show on SiriusXM. You're probably going to embarrass us. Think of this. This podcast will become probably the number one podcast. We're coming at you, Joe Rogan. But guess what? If you're not here, how are we going to be able to do this?
Well, a couple of things from what you just said, Tommy.
You're going to get
again,
hurt.
Wait, Tommy, give me a chance to retort by what you just said. Second of all, like,
Do you mind if I retort?
At our WrestleMania party, did she not rip up my shirt and wipe her ass with my t-shirt? I'm supposed
From
to just
the
forget that.
To the top of her neck went now, all the way.
It was kind
of
hot. It was kind of hot.
It was.
Andy Kaufman, you mentioned Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman's a legend. And a lot of his legendary
he status. He had a neck brace on, too.
But a lot of his legendary status was because of what he did with Jerry Lawler. You mentioned David Arquette. David Arquette was heavyweight champion. So you're bringing up all these examples. I see the positives in these situations.
Okay, but you watched Killing of David Arquette. He said he had to live with this for his life as one of the most, as he's tagged as one of the most negative things about pro wrestling in the history. And here he is, this big wrestling fan.
I'll take that as long as I'm in the record books.
Wow. Look at Jerry. Andy Kaufman's face was out to here because Jerry Lawler punched him in his face. I remember I tagged with Dusty Rhodes and we did something with a football player and Dusty dropped an elbow and I heard all the air escape from this football player's body. And he said, you got to always teach the marks respect. Boom. Crushed the guy.
Okay, can we get into the solving and how the protocol that you should have in place when you land in Austin and when you get to the arena, mm-hmm. and you're not gonna buy a ticket and walk in, so you're gonna come in the back, mm-hmm. and there's gonna be an area for you, mm-hmm. like this is the Dave LeGreca area. I suggest you stay your ass in that area because if you deviate from what Tommy and Bully and I are going to tell you right now, you may run into her in the back and then nobody will see what happens.
Mark, don't throw my name into that because I didn't give my opinion yet and mine is much different than yours
okay.
and Tommy's.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so you want it to happen. You want it to happen.
Wait, I can tell. Mark Henry says that you're going to have your own area. Did you request your own dressing room? Because if you didn't, you're a punk ass.
Well, I mean, I do need a VIP area because Bully, Mark, and Tommy, as you know, from judging from what I see and I hear, this is the biggest box office that Mission Pro Wrestling has ever had. All right. They have sold the most tickets for this event in and before this pandemic era. And we're still in the pandemic era. So I would hope that when I'm in my VIP area on May 1st, that the other people who are part of this roster will come in and thank me for the house. I mean, that is tradition, correct? That, you know, the big star is thanked for the house. Am I wrong in saying that?
You get 10% of all the pay.
Yep. And when they thank you for the house, what do you say back?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And I think I made that clear to Thunder Rosa when she invaded our WrestleMania party. You're, hey, you're welcome. And I'm going to have to say that a lot based on all the people that will be walking into that venue.
I think you're going to be saying, I'm sorry a lot. Please don't.
See, those two
I'm
words.
I'm sorry and please don't are going to be two
Mark,
most
those two words
uttered out of
you
your
just
mouth.
Said, I'm sorry. Those two words are not going to be said by me. Oh, no. Thunder Rosa is going to be saying those two words to me in the middle of the ring at Mission Pro Wrestling in Buda, Texas. That's who's going to be saying, I'm sorry. Buda. And oh, yeah, by the way, I learned from you guys. I'm like a sponge. I'm working with Tommy, Mark Henry, and Bully Ray. Some of the greatest names in this legendary sport. Do you think I haven't learned anything from you guys? You think I don't have a plan going into May the 1st? Oh, yeah, I got a backup plan. Believe me, if things go south and she decides to get violent, I do have a plan for her on May the 1st.
Dave,
hey, let me
wrestler?
Tell you the number one thing not to do. Don't try to kick in the balls.
Dave, who's
that's not
going to
work.
David.
You should poke her yes. in the eyes.
Yeah, like, I'm not poking wrestler. Anybody anywhere. What's that, Tommy?
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Ric Flair.
And what is he famous for?
He's the dangerous, you know, he's the dirtiest player in the game.
This, backing off. Whoa, wait a
no,
minute. Whoa,
no, that's not what he's known whoa. For. He's known for a 16-time world champion. He's known as the
backing
greatest of
off.
All time.
Whoa.
I've heard enough. Mark,
okay,
wants
Bullet,
you,
give it up.
Mark wants you to de-escalate the situation, and then he wants you to hug it out. Because yeah. Mark yeah. Henry is such a nice guy, and we would expect nothing less from Mark than to try to, you know, Hakuna Matata this whole situation. Tommy's just like, let it go, because nothing bothers Tommy, blah, blah, blah. He's like a walking episode of Seinfeld. Don't worry about anything. Blah. Okay?
He's got the Kevorka.
Dave. Tell me who you are.
I'm the host of the number one sports talk radio show on Sirius XM. I'm regarded as the voice of the fan in the world of pro wrestling.
Who's getting Thunder Rosa over?
This guy here, Dave LaGreca from day one.
Who drew the biggest house for Mission Pro?
Dave LaGreca, once again. Biggest you know box office, biggest box office draw in Mission Pro Wrestling history.
You know what you need to do to Thunder Rosa?
What do I need to do, Bully?
Shoot on her. Shoot right in on her. Take her down, roll her up, crossface her, fish hook her right in the mouth, and show everybody in Buda, Texas who the boss is. That's what you need
Buda.
To do. Forget about the... Buda, Buda. Buda's on the line with us right now. Don't hug it out. Nobody wants to see you hug it out. When nobody expects it, hook her. And make sure all the cameras are there. If I was you, I'd invite George Napolitano. I'd invite Bill Apter. All the photographers there, ringside, Jimmy Suzuki, anybody else. So they can all get pictures of you taking down Thunder Rosa.
I want to do
that. That would
proud.
Be great information if he knew how to do it.
If he knew how to do it. He takes down Violetta at least twice a year.
She
birthday and an anniversary.
She lets him. And
Thunder Rosa's
on
a real MMA person. She's had real
yes.
tight.
What are you talking? Oh, man. You're going to get him hurt. And I love the dude, and I don't want to see him hurt.
Thank you, Mark.
He's going to come on it. Well, if he's able to come on the show with you Monday, his eyes going to be swollen shut like Rocky, and he's going to be like, cut me, Bully, cut me. Like, we don't want that.
Tommy, Mark, Bubba. I can't believe you don't get this now. You don't get this yet? I'm telling you.
I know you. It's entertaining to you.
No. You just stooged it off, Mark, and you don't even get it. You said if he can't show up for work on Monday, then me, you, and Tommy, blah, blah, blah. That's the whole idea. He doesn't show up for work on Monday, and it turns into our show. Come on,
more
guys.
More paydays.
Come on. Yeah, you know if there's a situation. Dave, stop talking for a second. You know if there's a situation to be politicked, I'm going to politic it.
Now I know not to listen to you.
And Bubba, the guy is a germaphobe. This is the first time he's flying. Where's he flying to? Texas, where no mask. He's going to walk into a locker room. And trust me, dude, this still happens, which I don't understand. We finally got a band in Impact, the proverbial handshake. Nice to meet you. So he's going to be going through that. Then he's going to fly home, and he's got to deal with Violetta beaten up. He's going to be friggin' like... I know he's getting vaccinated, but I mean, this is just a whole new.
There's
world
not
of
a
psychosis
vaccination for the welts that are going to be on his chest from how many chops he's going to receive from all those women. Because I'm really thinking.
Are you going to be there, Mark?
There's going to be enough of them to hold him. I can't. What am I going to do? Put my hands on a woman and go to jail? I'm not involved in the show.
I made a whole career out of it.
I don't want to go to jail. I love my freedom.
But you'll be there to support me. You'll be there to support me, right, Mark?
I'm going to be there to carry your ass. That's what I'm going to be there to do.
Can I have a look?
Carry you to the car.
And look at the bright side. If you have a black eye or two when you come home, you can get some cold pierogi put on it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe Violetta might lick my wounds when I get back on Monday. So I just gotta hope for a low blow, if you know what I mean.
I was just going to say, then maybe Thunder Rosa can hit you with a low blow.
And you're going to have to quarantine for 14 days, too.
I've been quarantined for a year. What are you talking about? I haven't left my house since last March.
You're going to a state that has no masks, by the way.
I'm just
throwing all these out.
You don't have to, but people are wearing masks.
No, I know, but
yeah, I'm wearing a mask.
You're gonna wear a mask.
Let's say
in the
you
ring?
Get busted open. If you get busted open, then you're gonna also be flying with an open wound. You should have got to have that get covered. And when you fly, if you have a wound, when you start taking off, your wound will start bleeding again. It's always a fun sight.
Dave, strap a Blizzade to your fingertip and gigger.
Listen, I don't even think it's ever going to get violent. I think clearer heads
Wrestling
will prevail.
I know what's wrong. Bully, I know what's wrong. It just hit me. I know what's wrong. You ever had that moment where you're on a Zoom call with your boss and a kid runs through?
A toddler. Toddler runs it right in the middle.
Or you're walking to your car and you got your bags. And it's the wrong car.
Son of a bitch. I hate when you drop your bags all over the place.
You come home and your wife starts browbeating you about, hey, did you mow the lawn?
Yeah. There was no gasoline in the lawnmower, Mark.
Well, I know what the problem is. It's frustration.
Stressful.
He's stressed out. And what he needs, Bully?
He needs a Snickers. You need a Snickers bar, king size. You got to put it in the freezer to make sure it's hard. Because you need to have a hard king size.
You know what Snickers does, Bully?
What does it do? It satisfies. Mark, you're showing me a shot of your Snickers is so big.
Yeah, it's a big Snickers.
Yeah,
he just whips it out without even thinking, without even any warning. Just whips out his Snickers. All right.
I've been known to whip it out.
That's what you should do to Thunder Rosa. Whip out your Snickers and give it to him.
Listen, all I want is an apology from
Thunder
Rosa.
There you go, Bully.
That's all I want. Listen, clear heads will prevail. She knows she's wrong. All right? She knows. That night, in front of her hometown crowd, she will apologize to me if she knows what's good for her.
If you get your ass kicked, don't show up on Monday.
Oh, man.
Do me a favor. Please don't show up.
I'll be... No, bully. I'm sorry, pal. It's not the Bully Ray show. It's Busted Open. I will be hosting the show on Monday. I'm flying back first thing Sunday morning. So you got no worries when it comes to that. I will be on the air on Monday. And Tommy, we'll see. so let me just review the lessons from, you know, our master's class here on Busted Open. All right, so we got Bully that says I should shoot on Thunder Rosa, go all out, just completely hook her, you know. Mark Henry says I should defuse the situation. I should be apologizing, and I should be hugging it out with her, and that's how I can defuse the situation. Tommy, the lesson from Tommy, just don't show. Don't go, run away. Don't go on an airplane. Don't go to Buda, Texas. Just don't show up at all. So those, yeah, Buda. All right? So those are the three lessons that I learned from Tommy, Mark, and Bully today on this edition of the Master's Class. And let me tell you guys what you can expect from your lead host on Busted Open. I will be the on the air on Monday. And I will be reporting to you how that woman, that no piece of garbage, human stain, Thunder Rosa, who ripped off, just completely ripped off her my shirt that I bought for $25 on Pro Wrestling Tees. She is going to apologize May 1st at Mission Pro Wrestling. End of story. I'll be on the air Monday. You got me, Bully? You got me?
You should have gimmicked
it. Did you just try to rip off your shirt again and you couldn't do it?
Just wanted to stretch it out a little bit. It's a little tight around the neck. Plus, it's not a t-shirt. It's actually, this is, according to my closet, with what I have, is actually a dress shirt. All right, guys. Well, thank you for attending.
You better get on the gas before Buda.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, I only got a couple of days before I have to go there. On May the 1st. Guys, thank you so much for the advice. I'm not taking any of it from any of you.
What do you want for your last meal? What do you want for your last
pineapple
meal? I'm
going to
make a reservation.
Last meal, my ass.
Just saying. I'm scared. Right, guys.
Thank you again for listening. And don't forget, on the Busted Open podcast, Master's Class dropping each and every Sunday.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM podcast network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.